This is Youth Radio producer Isaac Terrell. In this next piece you're about to hear, I went and interviewed Will Moore about memes. Stay tuned for more. I'm here with Will Moore, self-proclaimed meme expert.
Those are your words, not mine.
All right, Will. So let us know about a little bit about memes.
So I think the modern definition of a meme is kind of like something that goes viral online. It can be a phrase, like a catchphrase, or something funny from a video or a picture. A lot of like pictures from like TV shows that people have seen a lot, like SpongeBob or something. But they kind of get meaning kind of out of context, and then people share them because they have some sort of relatable experience.
Yeah. So in your encounters with memes, where do you usually go to find them?
Oh, man. Facebook, Reddit, maybe YouTube, stuff like that. You know, all the big sites.
Do you think memes are a positive, or could they be not so positive?
I think they can be positive because it's kind of like an inside joke that you're on with all these people who share it and share the different images and stuff. It can be negative because maybe some people who aren't in on it don't know what the heck you're talking about or why this strange picture of a frog on a unicycle is funny. Or they can be negative because maybe they could be used maliciously. Like you could be making a meme of someone who shouldn't really be made fun of and spread.
So in your days on the internet, when did you think, when did you start seeing them, like year wise?
I can remember I was in college, so this was probably like 2010 or 2009. The big thing was rage faces. I don't know if you know what those are.
I'm pretty sure I've never heard of those.
Okay, so they were like these faces that people would draw just kind of like anonymously, and people would make comics out of them and like just like their daily lives, and they'd use all these like stock faces, and each face meant something different. And so that's how they spread, and that's how they like, they were really relatable, and they were just kind of like these goofy things with funny faces, so people would make them and share them. As time goes on, they just kind of evolved. Like then it became, I think they were called like macro images of things like like animals with captions on them. What was one of them? Something penguin. You can cut this out too.
I think I'll leave this in.
Okay. Man.
Penguin.
Oh, yeah. There was like, socially awkward penguin was one of them. And so all it was just this picture of a penguin, and then it would have a top caption and a bottom caption. Yeah, and the first one would be like, walks into room, and the second one would be like trips on nothing on the floor or just like something. Like people would use this almost as a way to express themselves, like during their day, like this is something stupid I did, and now I'm gonna like turn it into this format people can recognize and share it with them so we can all kind of laugh at it.
So as we get into the age of politics and the youth who grew up with memes, have you ever come in contact with any political memes?
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's pretty easy to make fun of politicians, not even just like current candidates and stuff like that. I think it's just always because they're in the public eye so much, they're always up for ridicule and satire and stuff like that. Are you talking about like just 2016?
Anytime, really. I'm just asking, have you seen political memes?
Well, yeah, like people would share like thanks Obama back in 2012. Like that was a meme, and they would have like this picture of Obama with like a thumbs up sort of thing, but people took that as like a positive or a negative, like a sarcastic oh thanks Obama sort of thing. And I'm sure that with like Trump and Hillary, it's been all over the place.
So besides political, I want to get more into marketing. It's pretty hard to see like a Coca-Cola bottle, is it intentionally there, or have you seen just like out of anywhere, like just like
product placement,
just random product placements and memes.
I think it's not so much that. I think it's companies try and get on the bandwagon of finding things that are memeable. Like Coca-Cola, you just said, they had that whole thing where they put people's names on it. And you could like find, it was like share a Coke with Isaac or something. So I'd have to find one with Isaac and then share it.
Yeah.
And people really ran with that. And that became kind of a joking thing online. Like people would find like the weirdest names, or some of them weren't names. They were just like princess or something. And they'd like have them with their dog or something.
Yeah.
So that, but that was great for Coke because then that became super popular. Or sometimes you'll see companies have their social media accounts and they'll try and get in on existing memes. Like they'll be posting socially awkward penguins or dad boys or things like that. I can think of one was Kermit the Frog. There was a Kermit the Frog meme that came from a Lipton tea commercial.
Oh yeah.
And so I actually don't know like what came first. Was this Lipton's plan or was this like something, you know, either way, it's going to be a positive for the company because people are going to see that brand. It's like, oh, this is what Kermit the Frog drinks in that weird image I saw. That was so funny.
Being a youth in this growing culture of memes.
I don't know if I'm a youth anymore, but okay.
I'm talking for myself in this situation.
All right.
Growing up with this, it's like everyone's always talking about the latest memes. Like it's a trend or something. They don't last long.
No, they don't. It's like fads, you know? It's like styles come and go. Like earlier this year, everyone was super into B-movie. Like it was this movie that was terrible. And then people started just joking about it. And then there was like this picture of Marge Simpson. And then there was this picture of SpongeBob. Just like that's what it is. It's like super obscure things you barely remember. People joke about them. And then there was that boy, the frog unicycle. John Cena.
Right now it's Harambe.
Harambe, the gorilla that was killed in Cincinnati. Or
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Or Arthur. Like Arthur. Like it's so Arthur, much like childhood stuff that it's nostalgic. Like. Yeah. I think that's what's funny is because you're taking these characters like SpongeBob and Arthur that are so wholesome and people are putting them in situations they wouldn't be in. PBS actually got really mad about some not safe for work Arthur memes just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like I feel almost as if some of these memes, like the meme culture is diversifying into different generationals. Like your generation has like Arthur, which my generation, like Arthur is such a thing where we've never really like watched.
See, that's fascinating. I didn't even know that. I think it's still on the air, but like it came out when I was just at that age of like first grade. So can I ask you a question? Like what are some things from your childhood that are now memed and are good for you?
So have you ever heard of like Blue's Clues? Like I know that's been around forever, but Blue's Clues, and I'm seeing more memes like Caillou, which I never watched. But it's like the new generation's meme.
Yeah.
Like the 13-year-olds. Like Caillou's become this huge meme. Like memes like, you know, Scooby-Doo. Like for both of our generation, it's colliding.
I feel like people who are going to be listening to this have no idea what we're talking about. And we're just like listing cartoons like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to talk about like the generation thing, like think of Minions. Like that is like 3 years old. And people of all ages are loving these little guys and they're appearing in memes that people share on Facebook. They've gotten like really sassy, kind of like in a Garfield I Hate Mondays sort of way, but they're like something that was designed for kids or like even younger than us. And people's parents and grandparents have taken to this and are sharing these images on social media and stuff because they think they're funny. How would you define a meme? Like a dictionary definition?
Well, just a very popular image, video, and so on. But regardless of race, age, cultural back, like wealth, like everyone sees these same images. So it connects us all through like this, the central like youth culture that's growing.
Yeah. And it's like, it's familiar because they use characters that we're familiar with outside of their environment, but in an environment that we connect with. So I think that's why people like them or relate to them so much, because you have those two elements. Like people know who Rick Harrison is from Pawn Stars, and so they know like the whole spiel from the beginning of the show. And so when they take that out of context, that's funny.
Well, thank you for coming on, Will. I hope to see you around. I hear your band plucked up. has been really skyrocketing, so maybe you're going to be too much of a living meme to
Oh, man, it plucked up, became a meme.
Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Isaac.